Today, Reform Party nominee Ross Perot filed suit to block the presidential debates from going forward without him. The lawsuit accuses the Democratic and Republican parties of attempting to consolidate their monopoly on the political process by excluding third-party candidates from the debates, and it warns that this can only deepen the nation's cynicism about government. NPR's Kathleen Schalk has our report.
Speaking to reporters and a small group of Perot loyalists outside the federal district courthouse, Ross Perot's campaign coordinator, Russell Verney, criticized the Commission on Presidential Debates, which recommended last week that Perot be excluded. He accused it of being a front organization for the two major political parties and vowed that what he termed their arrogance would not be tolerated.
Ross Perot and Pat Choate will prosecute this court action against the entrenched power-hungry and desperate political system that wants to deny the constitutional right of the voters of this country.
Lawyers for the Perot campaign complain that the commission automatically certified President Clinton and Republican challenger Bob Dole and put everyone else through a gauntlet of tests. They say it used subjective criteria to exclude Perot on the grounds that he did not have a realistic chance of winning the presidency. But David Birdsell, a professor of public affairs at Baruch College, says he doubts this legal challenge will succeed. He points out that the commission relied in part on polling data, which show Perot stuck in the single digits.
I think that the commission is going to be in pretty good shape to argue that viability is measured by polls constitutes as objective a criterion as we have at this point.
Birdsell says this is not the first time third-party candidates have taken legal action to try to force their way into presidential debates.
There have been a number of people who have come forward to say that they needed to be included. No one has ever been successful at establishing the responsibility of the commission, which is an independent agency, to take them into the debate.
The Dole and Clinton camps agreed over the weekend to hold two one-on-one televised presidential debates, the first October 6th in Hartford, Connecticut, and the second October 16th in San Diego, California, with a vice presidential debate sandwiched in between in St. Petersburg, Florida, on October 9th. In settling on this schedule, Clinton used his demand that Perot be included as a bargaining chip. The debates will end by mid-October as Clinton wanted, will last 90 minutes, and include one town hall meeting. In exchange, the Clinton campaign yielded to the Dole campaign's demand that Perot be kept out. Dole advisors calculated that a head-to-head debate with the president offers the best opportunity to revive Dole's chances. In a television interview over the weekend, Perot warned that Dole's strategy would backfire.
See, Senator Dole did something really dumb politically, and that is he poisoned the attitudes of millions of independent voters who put the Republicans in power in the House and Senate with what he's done. I don't think it would have forever poisoned the environment in this world to have me involved in the debates, but Senator Dole, for his own self-interest, was willing to sacrifice the Senate and House races so that he wouldn't have to confront me.
Perot staffers also say that if the Clinton camp had really fought to include Perot, they could have gotten him in. Perot began airing an ad today asking what the major parties are afraid of. Clinton and Dole have both responded. The Clinton camp argues that it had to choose between debating Perot and debating Dole. Dole points out that he is not on the Commission on Presidential Debates and is merely following its recommendation. The Perot campaign expects its injunction to block the debates to come before a judge this week and says it will take its case all the way to the Supreme Court. In Washington, this is Kathleen Schalk reporting.